around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, on this last day of February, as that show music transmits across the nation and American leadership is happening in the Middle East, here we go, everyone. The fastest 2 hours in travel is on. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, February 28th, 2026. And as I look over everything on the program today, I promise it won't disappoint. We have a jam-packed 120 minutes coming your way, as we once again deliver everything and anything in the world of travel, with a little bit of a twist. All right, I'll get to Iran in a minute, but I mentioned today is the last day of February, and it is. That means 1/6 of 2026 is over. Maybe because Mary and I were traveling for the first 26 days of January, it's why my mind is still in start of the new year mode. Things certainly do seem to be happening pretty quickly out there. Well, this is normally the part of the show where I welcome my beautiful wife. You won't hear me doing that today, as this is the first, this is a broadcast, it's a first, folks, it really is. First time in more than a dozen years that I'm flying solo. Mary is on a girls' weekend in Las Vegas. She's out there, she's going to see the Eagles concert at the Sphere and taking some time to visit the Grand Canyon and Hoover Dam. So love that for her, and she'll be back with us next week. So, listen, you listen to the show week to week. Certainly, I am the quarterback here on the show. Everything you hear on air and see us do, you know, goes through me in some way. But as I always say, Mary truly is the secret sauce of RM World Travel. The show must go on since we have over 615 weekly affiliates expecting a broadcast. And there's a lot happening in the world, right? So I will work extra hard here to make sure today's edition of Our World Travel still brings it for all of you. RJ is also traveling, by the way. He's down in South Florida at Moda Miami. He'll be checking in with the Open Road segment coming up in the D block, which will be around 10:40 a.m. So, all right, well, first we do need to address a major world event happening as I speak. Working in conjunction with our ally Israel, the United States launched major combat missions in Iran overnight. If you haven't heard that and you're just waking up, with the intent of ending nearly 50 years of terrorism and attacks on our nation. This is likely going to be the most significant military action of my lifetime. It's historic. Iran has been a problem as long as I've walked this earth. Many U.S. presidents have tried to deal with Iran, but they've all failed. President Trump did draw a line, you know, in the sand, if you will, with the Iranians, making clear they'll never have a nuclear weapon. Negotiations have been ongoing to achieve that goal, but Iran's fanatical regime refused, just as they have for decades. So, if you haven't seen the president's speech that he gave to the nation around 2 a.m. Eastern time this morning, he basically said in a nutshell, we can't take it anymore. And now our great American men and women in the armed forces, they are actively working for victory to annihilate Iran's military, destroy their ballistic missile capabilities, and ensure they never obtain a nuclear weapon. So our thoughts, prayers, and support are fully behind our soldiers as they risk their lives for our freedoms and do what only our country can do to achieve victory. We had a decision to make here on the program on whether we're going to focus on what's happening in the Middle East. But since we have stations that time shift this program and run, you know, they do run us later on Saturday or even on Sunday, since things are unfolding fast and will continue to, you know, they're changing by the minute, we're going to do our show as we normally would. And you can trust that our local affiliates will keep you updated during the breaks. But we do say, you know, God bless our men and women in uniform. The world order is about to change forever through what we're calling Operation Epic Fury, and a safer world hopefully is ahead for all of us. So that's where we are. And, you know, Rudy, I'm going to say good morning to you. I know that we have you connected with us as we do our world travel today with you, with Bobby. We've got RJ. It's our world travel without the M. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, but I miss Mary.
Well, as do I. Listen, I, but I will see her soon, and we will move on. So, Bobby, listen, I'm going to ask you this. I'm not sure if Bob Busey and our team checked in with you this week, but he's been trying to secure the C.R. Smith Museum that's there at DFW to join us on air since American Airlines is celebrating their 100th anniversary this year. We thought it would be nice, you know, to give them, you know, some timely coverage, if you will. Apparently something happened there at the museum, and he's having trouble contacting anyone. So we may need you to do a field trip for us to knock on some doors and get folks there just to return calls, all right?
You know, I was just through DFW Airport yesterday. I was there twice this week. And so if I would have known, I could have just knocked on the door while I was walking by.
Yeah, well, we would have appreciated that. That's good. So we'll have to make sure Bob does that. All right, well, before we turn to the Travel News Roundtable, and we know the big news because I just talked about that, but there is other news going on out there in the world of travel. I want to extend an invite to all of you to go to the online home for this show. That's rmworldtravel.com. As much as I joke about the R World Travel, it is rmworldtravel.com, especially if you're a new listener. Vote in the latest travel polls that are posted right there on the homepage. Question one is asking, which of these happenings will you absolutely experience this year? Right now, you don't know what they are until you go look at them, but you do have many options to choose from. Question two is asking, what sector of travel will you engage the most this year? And again, you're going to have, you know, I don't know, there's a half a dozen or more things for you to choose from. So we've got nearly 3 minutes left in this opening A block. We'll turn to the Travel News Roundtable. I think other news just for you to be aware of, Spirit Airlines, you know, we've talked about that. They claim they're going to emerge from bankruptcy. They're going to be a much smaller airline. They're going to have a much smaller fleet. Not going to have a lot of West Coast presence anymore. And, you know, we will see what happens with Spirit Airlines for sure. And something else, Rudy, that I know is probably near and dear to you because you use Uber. Mary and I are not particularly big fans of the rideshare service, but I know you do use that when you travel. Mm-hmm. This week they said they're buying Spot Hero, which is we do use Spot Hero when we travel, and that's obviously where you can, you know, make parking reservations out there. I do think that's a really interesting tie-up for the company, you know, that they'll offer the rideshare service. But if you're driving yourself and you need somewhere to park when you're in a city in particular, you'll now be able to access Spot Hero through the Uber app. Good move for them. So what else?
I'm embarrassed to say I've never even heard of Spot Hero.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you could save big time. I think they're a Chicago-based company. They have, I think there's like 13,000 parking locations in over 400 cities around the U.S. and Canada.
So it's an app, and when you're looking for a parking place, you call it up, and it tells you where to go. And
correct, in advance.
Price.
Yeah, I've run into that a lot here in New York. A lot of times they'll say, oh, you got to make a reservation now, and it's not helpful when you're trying to pull in to say, well, I just need to park now. And no, you got to go. You got to pull around the corner and pull up on your phone to see if you can actually park there.
I think it's less of a problem in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. Anything for the Travel News Roundtable?
I do. It's something we didn't get to last week. Well, the news only broke, excuse me, last week, but it happened 9 days ago. Six Lufthansa flights, or six flights, five of them Lufthansa, were stranded at the Munich airport overnight because there was a snowstorm and everybody went home from the airport, including the bus services, and about 600 passengers were stranded on six aircraft for between 6 and 8 hours.
Really?
On the runway, well, on the tarmac probably, because there were no gates to pull up to and nobody to service them to open the door. Munich Airport is looking into this, so it won't happen again, but it was the weirdest sleepover. And these were smaller planes, 737, so it's not like they had a lot of food for anybody.
Well, another interesting story there, Rudy. All right, folks, we've got to go to commercial break. Right now, we're going to pause for our first sponsor break of the day. I'm sure our stations will keep you updated through all the breaks today. Show friend Zane Kirby, CEO of ASTA, is next. The Chief Travel Leader conversation starts in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at TakeLean.com with code CARRY. so you can add lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why luxury hotels and luxury cruise ships invest so much in their beds. You can experience that same level of top quality sleep at home at big savings, as our friends at helixsleep.com/carry have extended their President's Day sale through this weekend. You'll save 27% if you act today.
Stop sleeping on those old worn out mattresses thinking it's okay. They offer a 120-night risk-free happiness guarantee. Go take the 2-minute sleep quiz. Find the perfect mattress for you. Save 27% at helixsleep.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, and if you suffer from aches, pains, and inflammation, Relief Factor is a remedy for you to check out. It's 100% drug-free and third-party tested for purity and potency. It's an effective way to turn back the clock on pain.
You know, travel can also impact our bodies. You'll notice the difference as soon as you take Relief Factor, folks. Developed by doctors to support the body's response to inflammation, it doesn't mask pain. It helps eliminate it forever. Join us. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Or, as always, you can go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, everyone, as we now move this show into guest mode, we'll do it with the Chief Travel Leader Conversation as Zane Kirby, CEO of the American Society of Travel Advisors, is about to join me on the show hotline for a chat. And as things unfold in Iran, as I said in the opening A block, we're going to stay focused on what we do best here. So before Zane Kirby's voice is heard across our national airwaves, well, this portion of the program is sponsored by Region 7 Seas Cruises. You know, we just agreed this week to the special itinerary for 2027 that you can join Mary and me on. It's another trip, I promise, that features so many bucket list destinations. We're going to be sharing all the specifics in the weeks ahead so you can get your travels booked. Well, you know, what we appreciate about Region, folks, is they deliver the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea with unlimited shore excursions that are always included at no charge, anytime access to the spa facility, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, plus you get free Wi-Fi, free valet laundry service, free unlimited beverages of all types, and so much more. Besides their fleet of modern ships, the quality of entertainment and enrichment experiences that they offer on board, it's outstanding. Plus, all gratuities are prepaid, so you're not reaching into your wallet. For more info, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. All right, and with that said, Zane Kirby, how are you? Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, Robert. Good to be with you.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate you joining me this morning. You know, with the Winter Olympics just wrapping up last Sunday, those 2 weeks of competition really showed off a different side of Italy. Alex Sharp, the CEO of Signature Travel Network, he was on with Mary and me on February 7th, the broadcast we did then. He actually shared with us how he was planning a trip to the Dolomites. Italy is always a popular destination for Americans. Mary and I will be in that country 3 times this year. What are your expectations on travel now to Milan, Cortina, Verona, after a very successful Winter Olympics?
Yeah, there's obviously going to be a big boost. And to your point, Italy is always an aspirational place to go. I mean, world-class cities, Venice, Rome, Florence, are always really tip-top places for Americans to travel to. But now you see with Milan, you're just going to see, I think, what a great advertisement for the entire country that really didn't need it, because as you point out, it's always somewhere that Americans are desperate to get to. So what I would just see is even longer lines and even a greater demand heading there in the spring, summer months coming up.
Yeah, so if you don't have reservations, make them now, no question. So, you know, Zane, this week, Puerto Vallarta, you know, has been in the news, and not for good reasons. Mary and I were just in that popular port city about 5 weeks ago. There's no question that anytime you're in Mexico, you do need to be mindful of the cartels and so forth. And this week, things clearly spilled over as a top drug leader was taken out by Mexican authorities with input from the United States military. Are you aware of, you know, ways some of your members maybe had to jump into action to help the Americans that were stranded there in some ways, and they were told to shelter in place? And more importantly, where I'm going with this is, are you seeing maybe or hearing about any cancellations or changes to other locations because of the violence?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the reasons to use a travel advisor, because when there are disruptions and even serious ones like this, when you use a travel advisor, then, you know, those, they can spring into action and really help minimize cost of that disruption. Certainly ASTA members have been desperate to get people out of the cities and obviously to other places in Mexico or right back home. I'm very interested in the way that ASTA members are helping to mitigate things anytime there's disruptions on the road.
Right.
You know, Mexico it's complicated there. There's 35 million Americans that go to Mexico every year. So, and certainly understand that they are trying to make places safe for Americans to travel to. But this is something that really kind of hasn't happened in a number of years.
And so we're
certainly watching it very closely. And I know ASTA members have been very helpful getting people back home quickly and minimizing costs, and also responding to all the various pronouncements from both the Mexican and the U.S. governments when they need to shelter in place and when they can get out.
All right, so I'm going to bring us back stateside here to the U.S. You know, we've invested heavily in America's 250 on this program going back to last July. Actually, we supercharged it to begin the year. Mary and I don't know if you're aware, we were traveling from Miami to Los Angeles on a big Let's Go America tour, not by plane, train, or automobile, but instead by sea. That took us through the Panama Canal. We're actually working right now with some folks to try to have this show in Washington, D.C., broadcasting live on July 4th. But how much of an impact are you already seeing from ASTA members in terms of interest and uptick in business surrounding America's 250 celebrations?
You know, it's really big. I think it's really captured the nation's imagination, and you can see it in the Facebook post and in the advertising that our members are doing, because they're putting together some of these really intricate ways to get and see all the national parks in Utah, or to, you know, a multi-state different kind of tours. There's so much going on, and it's definitely captured the nation's imagination. And our members are racing to put the right kinds of tours and right kinds of things in place so that more Americans can see and can celebrate all the natural and unbelievable beauty that's in this country.
Yeah, I do think the Olympics probably have helped supercharge that a little bit as well. So, all right, onto a business matter, if you will, because I know the issue related to unpaid or delayed commission payments by hotels and resorts to travel advisors, that's been an important matter to you, Zane, and ASTA has stepped up and done something about getting agents their money back. So I saw you're hoping to recoup as much as $100,000 in hotel commissions in 2026. Can you talk about what you've done and the impact that's having?
Yeah, it's already well on its way there. In fact, we might do that in the first few months, to be honest with you. You know, in an era when I can, you know, send you $50 right now for no money at all, right? If you and I go to dinner together, I can just, you know, send you some money. It's really kind of beyond the pale that hoteliers hold on to travel advisor commissions for 6, 9, 12 months before they pay them out. So, you know, we decided to do something about it, and what we've done is we work with our members, and they can report these slow no pay hoteliers to ASTA, and we work with them with our legal department on their behalf to try to recoup that commission. If we don't, then we put them on the ASTA watch list. And the ASTA watch list is in a password protected area on our website, but we're going to actually publish it on March 2nd. So you're going to see a dozen
really?
Or so
Good
hotels that will not pay and have not paid and will not pay commissions to travel advisors. We think it's important that people that are small business owners are treated fairly.
All right. Well, that's coming. So, I mean, next to that, good for you. I applaud you for doing that. All right. You're there in the Washington, D.C. area. This week, President Trump was up at the Capitol delivering the State of the Union address. There were many positive things he shared during the speech, and certainly all the guests that were honored and recognized made it a special night. But then came Wednesday morning, and anyone traveling is doing so with uncertainty. Since the Democrats in Congress, they refused to engage with the Trump administration. Our TSA officers continue to work without pay because of the limited government shutdown that's happening. Who knows how long TSA PreCheck or Global Entry is going to be available. Jeff Freeman, I know, in the U.S. Travel Association has been very vocal on this. I'm curious if you or ASTA in some way has, you know, been active in pushing for a resolution to get the funding in place so travelers can have a high degree of confidence in our airport services that are going to be operating.
We certainly have and do, and we stand shoulder to shoulder with our friends at USTA. I mean, this is the second time in a year that travelers have been used as a political football for those on Capitol Hill. And the reality is, Robert, they just shouldn't be. I mean, the fact that our you know, stalwart TSA agents are going without pay, the first paycheck they'll miss is on March 15th. So I'm hopeful that folks here in Washington can come together and get this issue resolved so that, again, being forced to work without pay or forced to work and then get paid months and months later. It's the same thing that we're seeing on our side with the hotel commissions. These things just shouldn't be. And again, our stalwart TSA workers doing a fantastic job, but being forced to do it without pay because those in Congress can't get their act together to pass the budget is just beyond the pale.
It is. Amen to that. So, you know, we're going to end this way today because I believe it's about 13 years ago now that you moved to ASTA. You've had some run leading the organization all these years. When you think back to what, you know, you took on that first day you walked through the door, the growth and evolution of the organization, what are some of the things you're most proud of that have been accomplished?
Wow. Well, it's just such a fascinating organization. What a great question. You know, our industry has changed so much. You know, it's gone through so many iterations. But what I'm really proud of is that our members perform such a vital service for the traveling public that the profession is really sturdy. You know, when you think about it, you think about the internet. You can research everything online. You can book everything online. Now, artificial intelligence is out there touting itself as the only, you know, travel butler you'll ever need. But the reality is that the trust that exists between a travel advisor and a client is something that's really sturdy, and it's made the profession really durable. So I get to work with and for really fantastic people, and I think that's really the most important thing.
Well, I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, well, it's been such a fantastic run at ASTA, and they just renewed my contract, so I'll be here for this foreseeable future.
Well, let's keep it going. That means we'll be able to have you back on the program more often. That's good news indeed. Zane, listen, I'm glad we were able to coordinate this today and reconnect on air. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Robert. We'll see you.
Bye. All right, well, there goes Zane. And as Bobby begins to play our outro bumper, well, that's my subtle cue that I need to hand things off to him in Dallas. He's about to run some important sponsor messages for us, and he's going to make sure that our local affiliates can also update you on things. In about 10 minutes, RJ is going to check in from Miami with today's open road. You won't want to miss that. That's pretty interesting where he is right now. We'll be talking wine during the personal connection ahead in hour two, and the museum gallery is also happening today. Up next, Rudy's going to learn how to say hello.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. Let's talk about helping make a new you. Everybody's talking these days about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of the intense side effects? Well, we've got an answer for that. It's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N, that you can buy today at TakeLean.com.
and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. Now, this is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. So let's get you started at TakeLean.com. Just use the code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, and you'll save 20% off. That's 20% off with the code CARY at TakeLean.com, plus free rush shipping. Or as always, you can find the link at RM World Travel by looking under sponsors. Well, let me ask you something. How do most Americans greet others in the U.S.? Well, speaking generally, I'd say a handshake, or if they're greeting an old friend, maybe a quick hug or even an air kiss might be appropriate. But my next guest says ours is hardly a worldwide practice, and she wrote about it in a Far magazine in her piece titled From Sticking Out Tongues to Sniffing Cheeks, Here's How People Around the World Say Hello. Now, that's a headline that gets your attention. The writer of that article is Chris Scioli. She's a former, well, she's from Missouri, but she's lived many years in Barcelona. Chris, delighted to have you at the show. Let's deal quickly with that headline. That's a great headline. Who sticks out their tongues as a greeting and who sniffs cheeks?
Well, sticking out your tongue was a practice, I think it's in 9th century Tibet, basically. They had a sort of evil king character, and he had a black tongue, and so people, the monks in particular, would stick out their tongue to show they came in peace and they were not a reincarnation of said evil king. It's no longer typical. And then sniffing cheeks is native peoples in Greenland and indigenous peoples in Greenland and Tuvalu, which is an island in Oceania. And it's like only among like family, so it's not really something you do as a visitor, so
well,
to speak. But I guess if somebody did it to you, maybe understand it's.
Well, thank goodness it's not everywhere. Let's talk about some more conventional places. First of all, there's the air kiss popularized in France. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that in some parts of France, it's just one kiss on the left cheek. And in some parts of France, it's, well, you never kiss, first of all. It's just brushing of cheeks, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes you do each cheek. Sometimes you only do one.
Sometimes you get somebody that's a little over aggressive. But yeah, it's not, you know, they're not really supposed to touch you. And this is not just France. It's like here where I live in Spain, it's very typical. It's typical in Latin America. The problem becomes that depending on even like little regions within countries, like how many kisses and which side you start on can kind of vary, which can get kind of awkward. As a visitor, I would just hold still.
Okay. Really?
Let them lead,
as it were, right?
Let them come in for it.
Right.
And that's kind of what I do. And I've been in Barcelona for 20 years, but it's also because I don't really like it. I'm just kind of like, okay, fine.
So how do you greet? Yeah. You've lived there. Did you say you lived there 19 years? Did you tell me before we started?
It's been 20 years. I finished out university here, so I've been
20 years. So how do people greet there?
It's the air kisses, and it's women have to air kiss everyone, even in professional settings sometimes. But typically men air kiss women, and if they air kiss men, they're like close family members, or it kind of can vary depending on how like young you are, if you're LGBTQ community. But like the people that always have to air kiss and air kiss are women. So.
And okay, let's go to the other side of the world, to Asia. I'm very familiar with Thailand, and there's a slight bow where you put your hands together and bring your head down.
Yeah.
I did not know that the lower you bring your head down to your hands in prayer position, the more you're meeting an esteemed person.
Yeah, and the higher up you steeple your hands. Yeah, I don't think they're expecting any really high level fluency in that as a visitor. But yeah, and I think the thing to remember in so many parts of the world is like respect towards elders and respect towards particular roles becomes very important. Mm-hmm. And this is reflected in greetings and behavior in general, like how you would address somebody has to do with their age and their title. A lot of cultures are a lot more formal than U.S. culture. So,
mm-hmm. Well, certainly Japan, I get there's a whole lot of head bowing going on, even just if you're passing somebody, you're opening a hotel door and they're passing.
Yeah. But men hands at sides, women hands on thighs.
Yo, say that again, because I did not know that till I read your piece. Say that again, please.
Yeah. So men hands on sides and women hands on thighs.
So when you're like, as you're bowing your head, men keep their hands on the side, and women keep them on their up front of their thighs.
Yeah, like that's exactly it. So it's not the steeple hand situation. It's a little bit different, and you'll see it if you like watch any sort of the different like Japanese shows on Netflix. You can like see these variations in a lot of like different Asian shows that people are now like consuming more often with streaming. You know, like you can see it in K-pop even if you don't travel.
Right. And let me just say a word. Mm-hmm. I have to say goodbye to you about air kissing. I mean, we probably should have pointed out that if you've just met your two guys meeting for business, you don't necessarily need to do air kissing. It's someone you already sort of know, you know. Chris Scioli is a marketing leader, a content strategist, a journalist, and she wrote a fascinating piece last year in Afar that we just found and just found so interesting. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. SimpliSafe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplisafe.com/carry. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with the lifetime subscription for 65% off. Just go to Babbel.com and start today. Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And because Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember, you'll be talking like a local in time for takeoff. Dive into the world of language learning content with Babbel's videos, podcasts, and stories from around the world, full of culture bites and language learning tips. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. But don't wait. This offer ends January 15th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right. Good morning, everyone. This is RJ here from the Open Road, tuning in remotely. I'm actually checking in from Southern Florida today, where I've spent the last couple days attending Moda Miami. This is the recently introduced automotive event and show hosted at the historic Biltmore Hotel here in Coral Gables. Now, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. This month has featured so many sporting events. Got the Super Bowl, Winter Olympics, Olympics, Daytona 500, and more. And even though I'm here in Florida today and February is ending, I want to urge you to get inspired, push harder, and upgrade your workout routine with Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics. They're packed with upgrades that include active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity so you can pair with two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put no matter what you're doing. And the facts are, Raycon delivers the same premium audio quality as the big brands, but at half the price, which is great for our wallets. You add in over 3 million happy customers and a 30-day happiness guarantee, there's zero reason to overpay. Save an additional 15% at buyraycon.com/carry or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, Moda Miami, M-O-D-A, it's an interesting event to attend. It's not really just for cars. Obviously, here in the show, I'm all about cars all the time. But this event's put on in tandem with RM Sotheby's, so there's a big auction here, and quite a few brand partners, though. So you've got design, culture, fashion, hospitality, and travel all overlapping in one place. It's definitely a bring your significant other, bring your family type of event. And that's actually the perfect lens for what I want to talk about today, because today's Open Road is about a little bit more than just cars. It's about market confidence and where momentum seems to be building right now, specifically what the recent car auction results, both overseas and here in the U.S., are quietly telling us. Now, if you don't follow high-end collector car auctions, it's totally fine. Most people don't, actually, and there's really no reason to, you would think. But they matter in the same way art sales or luxury real estate transactions matter, not because of the objects themselves, but because of what they reveal about how comfortable people feel spending money on things they don't need. So let's talk about Europe. Now, earlier this month in Paris, during Retromobile Week, RM Sotheby's held its annual sale and posted just over 81 million euros in total results, the strongest European auction the company has ever had. This was an improvement over last year, which held the previous record. Now, you don't really need to know what's sold to understand why that's important. Paris is a global marketplace. Buyers there are international, selective, and often conservative. And when that room shows up and spends aggressively, it's a sign that people with options, lots of options, feel confident enough to move money across borders, currencies, and continents. And that kind of confidence rarely exists in isolation. So let's come back stateside. In January, for example, Mecum Auctions wrapped up its Kissimmee sale in Florida, which on the surface always looks very different from Paris. It's massive, high energy. You got drink coupons galore. And yes, traditionally known for American muscle cars, trucks, big crowds, that sort of thing. But this year, Kissimmee told a very different story. One of the biggest headlines came from the Bachmann Collection. A large grouping of modern Ferraris coming out of Tennessee, most notably a Ferrari Enzo that absolutely reset expectations, crossed the block for nearly $18 million, which almost tripled the previous record, a world record result from the model, alongside a lot of other strong sales that made it clear something has shifted. What matters here isn't the number, it's actually the era. So all cars from the early 2000s, cars many people think of still as, frankly, somewhat modern, are now being treated as true blue-chip collectibles. Not future classics, not speculative bets, fully realized objects with global demand. And that's a big deal. It's not limited to one auction or one brand. And when you step back and look at Paris and Kissimmee together, a pattern starts to form. The market is rewarding cars that sit at the intersection of rarity, story, and generational nostalgia. The people buying these cars today are often the ones who grew up watching them dominate magazine covers, video games, and early internet forums. Now they're buying them not just as objects, but as cultural touchstones. And this is where auctions become relevant, even if you don't care about cars. They are one of the clearest confidence indicators we have. When people feel uncertain, they hesitate. When they feel secure, they participate, they compete, they commit. Right now, the signal coming from the top of the market is that there is still a very strong appetite for meaningful experiential spending, not just owning things, but being a part of something. And that dovetails neatly into what I'm actually seeing here in the Miami area this week. What makes all this worth paying attention to isn't just the size of the auction numbers, it's where the activity is showing up and how people are choosing to participate. So if you look at the behavior, for example, buyers, they're not just bidding remotely and disappearing, they are traveling to be present. Paris Auction Week was not just strong online or on the phones, the rooms were full, they were overflowing. Kissimmee wasn't just a sales machine, it was a destination with people planning full weeks around it. And events like Moda Miami exist because there's now enough overlap between collectors, designers, brands, and travelers to support something more layered than a traditional get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, go to a car show, go home. That tells you this market isn't being driven by impulse or quick buck dollar signs. It is being driven by intention. Now, standing here at the Biltmore, the evidence is in the conversations. People are not comparing prices, they're comparing schedules. They're talking about where they were last month, where they're headed next, next and which events are worth building time around. The car happens to be the common language, but the real currency is access and timing. So that is your Open Road market check-in from Miami. Appreciate you listening today. As we've said on the show for weeks now, we are very bullish on 2026. That is it from Florida. I'm sending you back to New York next from the E-Block, so don't go anywhere. I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
You know, Moto Miami has really grown into another major event for that area of Florida. RJ was sharing with me he's seeing a lot of RM everywhere, as it's done in association with RM Sotheby's, the auction house. And folks, listen, if you haven't been to the Biltmore Hotel in Coral Gables, it's such an iconic property built back in the 1920s and is a National Historic Landmark. I highly recommend you experiencing the property at some point. It's a place you won't forget. All right, as we move on, we're going to talk about a whole lot of something else for this E-Block, as Kathy Cupper with the National Park Service is waiting to join me on the show hotline, and we're sponsored by our friends over at Hilton Grand Vacations. Just a few days ago, in fact, Hilton Grand released their very impressive fourth quarter earnings. They earned $825 million the last 3 months of 2025 and $3.3 billion for the full year. Even their HGV Max membership that we've talked about on the show, well, that was up 35% year over year. We associate this show with winners, folks. They certainly are that. Go plan a trip with them. Experience first-rate travel at HiltonGrandVacations.com or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors. All right, let's go right to that show hotline. Kathy, nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show today.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for this opportunity to chat a little about National Park.
Well, looking forward to doing that with you. You know, I've got such a large stack of things I want to talk to you about today. We'll see what we can cover in these next few minutes. I believe there are 60 or so designated national parks across our country, more than 400 other sites that include monuments, battlefields, and more. You could just feel the enthusiasm building here in America for the 250 that's happening this year. So where are a few special places that you'd urge listeners to go celebrate from a national park perspective?
Well, as you mentioned, there's over 400 national parks across the country, and everyone tells a chapter of the American story, so they are all great places to visit for the semi-quincentennial, this 250th anniversary of our country. But there are multiple parks where you can literally walk in the footsteps of Revolutionary War soldiers or the founders of our nation. Of course, starting off with Independence Hall, where they adopted the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. So you can tour the building and stand in the room where history happened. You can also visit Revolutionary War battlefields throughout the country. And of course, iconic memorials that remember the founding of our country, like the Statue of Liberty and Mount Rushmore and the Gateway Arch. So all throughout the country, there's opportunities to join in this special commemoration.
Well, and I agree, Independence Hall is a great place to go, no question. So I also saw something else from the National Park Service offering a way to commemorate 250 years of America with 250 hours of service. It will earn folks a free volunteer pass to national parks and federal recreation lands. Is the program attracting good interest?
Yes, national parks are very popular places to volunteer. Each year we have hundreds of thousands of volunteers, and they range from people that come out for an afternoon to help with maybe a beautification project to regular volunteers that come in sometimes every day throughout the week or once a month and might be campground host or work in a visitor center or do cattle logging behind the scenes, photography, website updates. So there's a whole range of opportunities. And then as you mentioned, if you volunteer 250 hours or more, then you can earn a free annual pass to all national parks.
Yeah, I think that's a great incentive, no question. So 2 weeks ago, we celebrated the President's Day holiday weekend. That kicked off the 2026 National Parks free entry dates. The next three coming are for Memorial Day on the 25th of May, Flag Day on June 14th, and then the Independence Day holiday weekend from July 3rd to the 5th. There are four more happening later in the year. But the National Park Service also recently made a really nice, I'm going to call it a travel-friendly move. A number of the parks have dropped the timed entry reservation system. Share some insights on this positive move.
Sure. We want to do all we can to provide access to national parks so that everybody can get out and enjoy the beauty and wonder of these landscapes. And so some of the parks that had timed entry systems in place have removed them for the years. You know, one thing to keep in mind, it's always good to plan ahead and think about that if you're going to a park that receives heavy visitation. So be flexible to maybe go earlier, go during a weekday instead of the weekend. So we want everybody to have these great, memorable visits to national parks and just realize that, you know, to be adaptable,
right.
And that there might be some changes as you go into the parks, or you might want to take advantage of shuttle systems and things like that to make the visit more enjoyable and memorable.
I applaud the move on that. You know, although, but listen, we've been pounded by Mother Nature here in the New York area with all the snow, but spring is coming. We know that. Right behind that is summer. Any suggestions that you can share with folks tuned in around the country to enjoy our national parks over the next 6 or 7 months?
Sure. And as you mentioned, it's great to be spontaneous and people like hop in the car and go visit a park. A lot of people think of national parks as these great destination vacations, which certainly we encourage, but also there are parks in every state. And so you can actually go for a weekend escape or even just an afternoon to go and see these places. And like you mentioned, you know, it really allows for these spontaneous trips to go and be inspired, recreate, maybe pick up a little education about the site. So we really encourage the people to go to nps.gov, nationalparkservice.gov, and there's a website for each of the 433 national parks, and that will give you all types of information about what to see and do. If there are any attractions that need some timed entry, like a historic house or a cave tour, things of that nature.
Well,
so definitely encourage you to start with nps.gov.
nps.gov, we will do that. Kathy, really appreciate it. I'm glad our team could coordinate you joining me today. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you, Robert.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, folks. Again, nps.gov. They also have the website recreation.gov. Check that out as well. And if you do want to volunteer those 250 hours, as you said, you get the free pass for the parks, volunteer.gov. Checking in on America's National Parks is how I'm going to wrap Hour 1 this week. Another 60 minutes of your favorite travel radio show is coming up. Hour 2 will begin in about 7 minutes. Fashion and apparel is going to start us off. Not the way I think you'll see it coming. The World of Wine will have my attention for the personal connection. There's a Right Stuff on tap. I'll also be talking time with all of you for a very different type of museum gallery in the J Block. Don't forget, you can catch this show anytime at rmworldtravel.com, and God bless our soldiers in active combat over in Iran.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.